Ali C today.
It's a wrap there. Done in Washington, despite all of the setbacks by an administration that I think was really ineffective leading up to the lame duck session. Suddenly, it was a series of yes, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can votes. Some of what I would agree with, some I think are awful decisions, but now it's break time, and it's off to Hawaii for Obama and other parts for the rest of those on the Hill who won't be coming back and those who will be coming back. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and that made a lot of noise. Congress also passed a big aid package for the people who first responded on 9/11 down at Ground Zero. Shame on Congress for not passing it sooner. They cut a good deal, though, changed a few things, and thumbs up on this one. The Republicans who jumped in with the Democrats, good for them, because flat out this was just the right thing to do, period. Right thing to do. Should have happened a long time ago. So done deal. Done deal and a pocket full of yeses, like I said. So the president has to feel happy. And there are some that feel slighted, missed, waiting to see what's going to happen come January. We can't wait to see what happens come January either. Do you believe it? Time is ticking off the clock, and we don't have much of 2010 left. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, this show. You can always participate. Your comments are welcome. Remember, it's about the conversation, my friends, on this wild and wicked overnight highway. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. 91. I mentioned politics, and right from the start, speaking of start, the strategic arms treaty with the Russians was ratified. There was more than enough to go around. Plenty of Republicans wanted a piece of the action, believe it or not. And now what will happen is a reduction, a little bit of a head count as far as the nukes are concerned. And to me, it binds the United States, but not so much the Russians. It is a non-binding deal. But I don't see the obvious advantages to signing this, except for that Russia may put pressure on Iran to not do the nuclear ambitious thing, which is what I think Ahmadinejad desperately wants to do. But maybe this gives the U.S. a chip in the game to pressure Russia into pressuring Iran to step down. But I'm a little skeptical there. Here's Senator Kirk on START.
We will be able to inspect the warheads of Russia, but only 18 per year for the full Russian arsenal of 800 launchers. That means it would take nearly 40 years to inspect the full fleet. I'm concerned that the preamble to the START Treaty would be used to reduce or block efforts by the United States and the Congress to upgrade defenses.
All right, I agree. This part of what he said, that's the microcosm of, oh, upon further review, okay, we'll show our nukes, you show us yours, but this is how much time it's going to take. You know, give me a break. Is Russia the ultimate enemy now? No, because I've got a list a mile long and so do you. But at the same time, I wouldn't trust this. And the United States is the one who will get kicked in the teeth if the deal goes sour. And remember, the Russians haven't signed it yet. Oops, there's that thing. They didn't sign it. And here's also Obama signing Don't Ask, Don't Tell into law. Take a listen.
they were confident that they could implement this policy without it affecting our military cohesion and good discipline and readiness. They have all said that we are going to implement this smartly and swiftly, and they are confident that it will not have an effect on our military effectiveness.
Yeah, there you go. Military effectiveness, that's the concern, and that's what Kirk said. How much can you guarantee it doesn't affect that? All right, let's take one. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Say, Tom, you have the floor right at the top. Thanks for the jingle.
Oh, all right, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You were talking earlier about the schools wanting to make money.
Yeah.
Well, I heard, I haven't done research on this. Maybe you're closer to it than I am.
Well, wait a second. No, let's not confuse it. No, the schools don't want to do research on it. Mark Cuban wants to fund it.
No, I haven't researched to see if what I heard was true or not. This is what I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
That the bowl committees have the power to force each school to buy a certain size block of tickets, like 10,000 tickets or something like that.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If a school goes halfway across the country, are they going to be able to sell 10,000 tickets? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And to force one of the schools to provide free halftime entertainment, free to them, not free to the school.
Yeah.
So if they go to school where the payout is like less than $1 million, they probably end up losing their doors on the deal. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, yeah, and that's what they're afraid of. It's what they're afraid of course, Tom, if you are an alum of whatever school, what they're afraid of is the money going away, the money that if they can just get into this bowl game or that bowl game. It always comes back to that, and that's what they're worried about. There are others who have said there's a way that you can still incorporate that, but the NCAA is very skeptical of it, and they don't want to lose the controls. So we'll see if Cuban's able to shake some of that away, but I'm not certain.
Well, thank you for the time.
Thank you for the call. That was a good call, Tom.
I'll talk to you tomorrow about nail the score.
All right, excellent. You have a good one, and we will be doing Nail the Score. Thanks for that lead into it. Nail the Score, I know a lot of people are away, and most people have already started their vacation, but we're going to hang in here for you on Thursday going into really what is Christmas Eve, and we are going to do Nail the Score, so that's our third hour. Don't forget, you can try to nail the score with us, okay? And you know how it works. We roll out the big, fat computer. Donovan lets her ride, and then the computer picks the game of the week. You tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. Coming up, we've only scratched the surface as far as the headlines are concerned, so we're going to hit them fast and hard on the flip side.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Words in that, I kind of let that go because, boy, isn't that true? I fight authority, and authority always wins. Yeah. We've talked about that a ton here on America Tonight, the role of government in our lives. And do you want to see it shrink? Do you want to see it expand? I don't hear a lot of people saying they want to see it expand. And there's some, of course, nutty things going on with what's going to happen with it's not nutty, it's serious, what's going to happen with Gitmo, our floating jail, and what's going to happen coming into the new year on a couple of really big things like immigration. See, now some of the clutter has been cleared out of the closet, and that means that there's going to be much more room to hang a few other things. The conversations are going to be very interesting in January, probably the right from the get-go, second, third week in. And then there's some deadlines coming up. And remember, the government itself is only being funded temporarily for 10 weeks. That's going to be another big battle. Whatever happened to the balanced budget? Can you imagine if you ran your household that way? And I know there are a lot of people who have to, but you don't want to live check to check. You want to plot out what you're doing so that, yeah, you can spend a little money here, but you don't want to blow it all at once. Just throw a caution to the wind because tomorrow you're going to make way more money than you ever dreamed of. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. That's what I say to that. All right, let's talk about some of the hot headlines on the day. Obviously, lame duck. All gone from Washington, are going to be gone in the next day or two, packing up and moving on. So after a last-minute compromise, the pass came for $4.2 billion in new money to survivors of the September 11th, 2001 terror attack, of course, on the World Trade Center. The responders who got so ill as they were walking around the ruins constantly. That House vote passed 206-60 Wednesday, about 2 hours after the Senate cleared it. And then this now with Obama, that becomes one of the last things he does. He's very, very anxious, which makes sense because it cuts across party lines to sign that bill. And finally, there's some recognition there, and it was a long time coming. So we move from Washington to the other coast, California. And I've been in California. I've lived in California where you thought your face was going to crack off and fall off your body, frankly, because it was so hot. I mean, so hot. Now they would welcome that heat, like in Laguna Beach. People woke up to find that there were all kinds of things, including some precious artwork, floating down the street. And why is that? Because some of the water went up and flooded houses. So you had people walking around in shorts. You had people in their pajamas. And more importantly, who cares if they were in their pajamas, but they've been dealing with this horrific washing of hillsides and highways and flooded streets and filthy water. Inflatable boats and canoes were used to rescue dozens of people who were just flat out stranded. They were not, no kidding, stuck. I'm saying stuck in the mud. And this storm happens right before Christmas. So imagine if you had to pack up. You have to already deal with that L.A. traffic. You're going to LAX, Ontario, wherever, and you've got to get to your plane. So you got to figure out a way to do that, park somewhere, drag all your crap with you, and get on the plane. And I wish everybody well in trying to do that. It's my least favorite thing to have to do, my least favorite thing to do. So just word to the wise. Pack your patience, as somebody told me, because it's not going to work. Tempers flare when you just have less patience and you're dead to the world and you're just trying to get out and get wherever you're supposed to go and get out of the rainy season in California, or what's suddenly become the rainy season, because that's not the norm. They don't usually have rain that many days in a row. I mean, the plants are getting more than a good soaking in L.A. They're praying that the water stays away from them so they don't drown. It's like overwatering, you know, flowers. They're praying that doesn't happen. All right, some other things happen on the day, too, to be certain, besides ratifying the nuke pact and going ahead with the 9/11 responders. How about this? A jury recommended that a father and a son actually be sentenced to death. Why? What are they being sentenced to death for in Salem, Oregon? Well, the reason they're being sentenced to death is for planting a bomb that exploded inside a bank 2 years ago, killing two police and also injuring a third. To that I say, bravo. You have to make an example of some of these nuts to perhaps dissuade others who might be spurred into action. This trial took longer than I thought, 3 months, and both defendants in the end stood up with their lawyers and stared straight ahead, didn't really show much emotion when the decision was announced. So they were handcuffed, they were led away, and that's it. The judge is bound by the jury's death sentence. They can't impose a lesser penalty. But because the case is CP, it will automatically be appealed to the Oregon Supreme Court. But it looks like that death penalty is going to be very tough to overturn. So I would say it was a success. I would say it was. And, you know, this is a guy, Bruce Turnage, who tried to kill people he didn't like and once fantasized about killing President Clinton. So what the prosecutor said is that a death sentence would mean safety from crimes that lurk inside the mind of Mr. Bruce. So he may have buried some people. He might have done something else. You know, who knows? But there could have been something else in his background. He was that bad of a guy. I mean, that bad of a guy. All right. Also, besides the politics, besides the follow-up with the bomb and the sentence, ultimately, we have one other one that bears repeating. And this comes out of the Vatican. As somebody who grew up around the Catholic Church, it just amazes me what now is coming out of the Vatican. And on the Vatican, they were looking, pardon me, to clarify the Pope's comments about condoms and HIV. He's saying he by no means suggested condom use would be condoned, excuse me, as a means of avoiding pregnancy. Wow. So the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith issued a statement saying some commentators had misunderstood and misrepresented the Pope's remarks. Right. See, even the Vatican has its own spin. Hang with us. More to come.
All manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
So have you ever had to look for a lawyer or a doctor? You move to a new area and you have no idea and you're listening to people on the playground. If you have kids or you don't have kids and you're listening to people at work and you're just trying to gather the best opinions, but you don't really know the people. And so you're just trusting these new people that you've met. What would be the better alternative? That you could read reviews. We all read reviews. For goodness sake, it's like getaroom.com and hotels.com. We have Bob Diener, and he's coming on, by the way, in our next show. But we have him on, and what's the beauty of that service? Of course, for them, they're doing well because they got the deals with the hotels. But for everybody else, people are reviewing. People are showing you this is what the hotel is really like, not what you've read. It's actually better. Watch out for this, or the service is crappy, or the service is good. Well, for goodness sakes, when it comes to your health, financial health, or physically your health, you want to know. You want to be able to read reviews, right? So Mark Britton joins us now, and he's the founder and CEO of a company that's fastly becoming the world's largest, it might be now, the world's largest lawyer ratings directory, and now they've jumped into the doctor game too. Mark, tell us about your company and how long you've been around.
Absolutely, Kate. Well, first, thanks for having me on the show, and I'll just say you mentioned Bob Diener. It's very funny. I used to work with Bob as part of Interactive Corp Travel, which I oversaw a large part of that, including a part of Hotels.com's operations. And that's really where Avvo starts. So it's Avvo, AVVO.com. And we're largely cut out of the Expedia.com background. where we have a lot of experience in pulling together information regarding issues that are important to consumers. And when it comes to choosing a lawyer or choosing a doctor, that is just fundamentally important to what we do, to our everyday lives. And if you make the wrong choice in those areas, it can cause you lifelong problems. So, yes, we launched in the summer of 2007, and we launched rating every lawyer in the country. And we rate lawyers from 1, which is extreme caution, all the way up to 10, which is superb. Now, no one does that. We started with lawyers in 2007, and no one had really ever done that before. In November of this year, we began rating doctors as well, and we rate 800,000 doctors in all 50 states. And that is an editorial rating, once again, that is based on the lawyer's or the doctor's background. And we're just trying to give consumers a better place to start than a lot of these shady internet sites, the yellow pages, and people who are just trying to shop them, companies that are just trying to shop consumers to the highest paying doctor or lawyer. We're trying to bring more transparency to bear for everyday people, just like you and me, so that they can make better decisions regarding their legal and medical matters.
Yeah, and you know, if somebody goes to it's Avvo. If you go to the website, you've got kind of ping and pong all over the place. Good stuff. I was reading something just a few moments ago before you came on, where one of the questions was, "I'm waiting to be served with divorce and custody papers. Do I need to be served within a certain amount of time?" Boom, and then there's an answer. Gives you a direction, a place to go. I mean, I can imagine the reaction. Has it been pretty good?
Oh, yeah, phenomenal. So we've grown from concept to market leader in the legal industry in 3 years. So as you mentioned at the outset, we are now the world's largest legal directory. And just specific to the question and answer forum that you mentioned. So this question and answer forum, we get 50,000 contributions to that forum every month. And our answer rate for lawyers across the country is right around 90%. So it's great for the consumers because they're lost as it relates to their legal issues, or at least they need some tailored advice. And we're getting them more information and better guidance than they can really get anyplace else. But on the other hand, for the lawyers, they're able to get online, interact with potential clients, and the same with doctors and potential patients, and at the same time help out their communities. And how could that be bad?
Yeah, no kidding. And the doctor thing. You think of that, like I said, the example was, and it's the same with the lawyer, but the example is, you know, you're healthy. You don't, all of us feel that way, especially in your 20s and 30s, you feel invincible. And then you start to get older and little things happen, even if you're in great shape and you run marathons and do all these climb tall buildings and everything else. And then the problem, and you know this, so then the problem is you wait till the last second, would you advise people, if I had a site like this with all of this information I'm gathering, I think I would advise people to jump on it sooner rather than later because then they know where they're going to go.
Sure. There are some people that have issues that come up that they didn't expect to come up. And you know, to the extent that you find a lump somewhere that you did not expect to find it or what have you, suddenly you say, geez, I better research this right now, even though it is, you know, God forbid, something cancerous that if you knew about it, you should have been researching months before. But certainly, whether it's a legal or a medical issue, if you even have the inkling that you have an issue that could be important in your life, it's important for people to understand that there are resources out there like Avvo where they can start researching earlier before they are having to make critical decisions without having really a lot of that necessary knowledge in their head to allow them to make better decisions.
What have you found? I can imagine, because I know there's already been some problems with lawsuits and whatever with people who are upset about online directories and reviews. What's that been like for you? When you decide to launch this, you know that there's always that possibility you're going to ruffle, obviously, some feathers because there's going to be doctors who are going to get bad ratings and bad reviews.
Oh, sure. So we were sued 9 days after we launched in a nationwide class action by two attorneys that did not like their AVO rating. Again, that is our editorial rating that evaluates the lawyers and the doctor's backgrounds and ultimately is assessing that probability that the lawyer or doctor will handle your issue well. We're seeing a lot of – so that was thrown out very quickly because, you know, ultimately the ratings that come from us as a publisher are protected by the First Amendment. Where you're seeing a lot of press and lawsuits right now is against websites like Yelp and TripAdvisor and others, where it's the comments, it's the reviews from that website's users, from their community, that is ruffling feathers. So we also we have hundreds of thousands of reviews on AVO from our users for doctors and lawyers, and you know, this is the key for us is I think that as the web evolves, having this what we call user-generated content, the community opinions, it's best served when, or it works the best, when it's paired with editorial content. So that's why we have both our expert editorial AVO rating, and then we combine it with the user reviews, and we also combine it with peer reviews, so doctors rating doctors, lawyers rating lawyers, to give three different points of view regarding the professional's background, quality of work, reputation, etc. But going beyond that and focusing just on the community reviews, the client reviews in the case of lawyers and patient reviews in the case of doctors, the key is relying on websites that have sophisticated and responsible systems related to dealing with these types of reviews. And first and foremost, there must be some sort of ground rules that doesn't allow just any Tom, Dick, or Harry to drive by, drop off a review, a scathing review that's full of personal attacks,
yeah,
and leaves them quite anonymous because, you know, the anonymous web, it's horrible. It's not a good experience for anyone. And so the key, Kate, is having a registration process so that if there's an issue with the review, the website can go back and talk to the reviewer, which a lot of websites don't do that, but your biggest ones do. And also, for example, at AVO, we have a computer and a person look at every single review before it goes up, and we reject 35% of our reviews.
Wow.
Because they don't meet those ground rules that I was talking about.
Yeah, how fun. I'd love to have that job.
Well, it's amazing to watch our research team work because, first of all, they have the computer flagging a lot of things for them, but also they get used to sensing when certain reviews don't look right for whatever reason it may be. And with just a little bit of investigation, you can typically determine that a review that doesn't smell right probably is not right.
Yeah, no kidding. Personal attacks, I love that. Interesting stuff. I'm glad we had you on, and what a connection to Bob Diener. I had no idea about that, Mark. And
yep.
People can go to your website. It's avo.com.
Yes, it's avvo.com, and please come. All sorts of our editorial ratings, that AVO rating from 1 to 10 for both doctors and lawyers, user reviews, and also our question and answer forum, which you can get your legal question and your medical question answered very quickly.
Very nice. Mark, happy holidays. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thanks for having me.
Coming up, headlines and blunders of the year.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but
you know that old saying that if we don't learn from history, if we don't pay attention, we're doomed to repeat it? I love that saying because it is so, so true. And I don't understand when I talk about what were the biggest blunders of 2010, I don't understand why, whether it's politicians, whether it's entertainers, whether it's sports celebrities or somebody who's got 15 minutes of fame, why they don't pay attention to the people in front of them. Let me tell you about some of the what I thought were some of the biggest blunders. I don't really pay that much attention to American Idol. I don't necessarily care about American Idol, but, of course, I'm smart enough, like many of you, to know what's going on because you pay attention. So you see little clips of it. And the American Idol did the typical thing that they do often when grasping, trying to make things work, because they had such a success out of the box. The huge ratings, that's all they care about in television. It's all about the ratings, baby, because follow the money, it translates into money. So they have the successful crew, whether or not Paula Abdul is a nutball, says crazy, nutty things, and ends up making headlines. that intrigued people. She is a nut, but it drew people in. Simon is a bully, but it drew people in. They did have the dream team, so to speak. And then they ditch Paula Abdul, and Simon Cowell gets bored of playing in that playground, so you weren't going to hang on to him forever. And they picked people like Ellen DeGeneres to jump on the show. Why? Because Ellen had a successful daytime show, so why not use some of that and throw it on the evenings? But if you're a programmer and you really paid attention to what that woman was doing, she didn't fit into American Idol, and of course, your ratings are going to start to get lower now, or start to drop. Now they pick up Jennifer Lopez. I don't know. Do you think Jennifer Lopez is going to be a raging success on American Idol? We go from that to, because the Who Cares ratings dropped on American Idol a little bit because they still are making money, to the crazy oil spill. Now, this was one of the top stories in 2010. We talked about the top stories. It was one of them. But the idiot in the whole thing was this guy. This guy, Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP. That guy couldn't talk his way out of a paper bag. He must have made some money somewhere along the line or some friends because he was part of the club. But why he was the front man on this thing, it makes no sense. It's pretty simple. If you come up with the biggest catastrophe, as far as spills are concerned, in the history of the United States, and you've got a live cam on this spill, and it's pouring out, pouring out, pouring out, whether it's exaggerated, not exaggerated, who knows where it's going. These people are saying that they have a solution. The Congress suddenly is beating you up when they weren't doing anything in the beginning. You have to know how to handle that, Tony, when you're the CEO of BP. So I think a lot of their problems stemmed from the stupidity in how he addressed the media. And speaking of addressing the media, that is a blunder across the board. That may be the biggest blunder across the board in any of the people that we could possibly talk about who had a rough 2010, including Tiger Woods. Because I don't want to relive that whole Tiger Woods thing. So he messed around with all kinds of porn chicks and was doing it with everybody, and from the waitress to whoever. And his wife was not on the road with him. And then all the sort of details come out and all that other sort of stuff. Who were the idiots around him that told him to avoid the media in the very beginning? That's the idea. When you're in a crisis, Tony, Tiger, whoever, you address it in the beginning, even if you don't want to talk about it. If I'm Tiger Woods, you come out the very first day to the end of the driveway. You have all these people who have no clue really what you've accomplished in golf. And then you have other people who maybe they do. But it's a mix of people, some sports-minded, some not, but they all know your name. And they're shooting all these questions at you. You just answer the questions. You answer the questions the best of your ability. You come up with your own spin. Even if you say, look, I'm a golfer. My personal life is my business. Don't you have other stories to cover? You know, hey, this is it. I had an accident in my front yard, period, end of story. You decide whatever you think, you know, is next or whatever. Instead, because there was so much of this cover-up and cloak and dagger, that makes it much more intriguing. All of us are more intrigued by that. Ask Julian Assange. Cloak and dagger sells. Controversy sells. Conspiracy sells, right? So, to me, that's the biggest blunder, honestly. The biggest blunder of 2010 is the covering up. Even Brett Favre and this whole thing with, what's her name? I can't even think of her name now. Sturger, the chick from the Jets, who, yeah, she was good looking, and he was trying to hook up with her. There's no doubt about it. But because in the beginning, he tried to slurk away from it, even though they have you cold. What these athletes, what these politicians, what people who have some sort of fame don't understand, that many of you who are doing the chat thing, doing the blog thing, get technology, you know it. You know that somebody can always be watching. Flip cameras, cell phone videos, cell phone pictures, boom, in an instant, wherever you are, whatever's going on. So why not just answer the questions or say none ya? That's my favorite word, none ya. None of your business. None of your business. I'm not a politician. I'm just an athlete. Who cares? Go find a better story or whatever. But just some sort of remark. Or you have to be schooled in the art of spin. If you get spin, then you understand how to handle it. You understand how to handle various forms of the media when suddenly you're in the middle of a firestorm. So Tiger Woods in sports, or Brett Favre's nonsense, or Sandra Bullock and Jesse James, Tony Hayward, the VP, CEO, you know, pick your poison, whatever it is. The White House, for goodness sake. I think the biggest blunder of Barack Obama's year was the people he had around him, the Tim Geithners. Sorry, this guy should not be the Secretary of the Treasury. If you had someone better in, that person could shoulder some of the responsibility, because when you're the leader of the free world, that's what you do. You shove off some of the responsibility you're supposed to delegate, because you can't possibly handle it all. And then you're supposed to have a little bit of a thicker skin, which he did not. Tomas is, or does not, Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, you get the last word on this hour. What's up?
Well, I'm traveling with the family here, crossing over from Michigan all the way to the East Coast as we feel like I'm a truck driver talking to Kate.
Sweet. Where are you headed to in the East Coast?
Well, first we're going to go to West Virginia, down in southern West Virginia. We're going to have breakfast over there, a couple of hours, and then we're going to head up to the nation's capital.
Good for you.
Yeah. And then, you know, I guess maybe I'll just, you know, get some advice to Barack on some, and, you know, tell him that Kate's still waiting for that at 2 o'clock phone call from him. So, but anyway, isn't it interesting, Kate, that a couple of weeks ago, the Democrats wanted to hang Obama. They were just furious at him, right?
Right.
And now, a couple of weeks later, the Republicans are furious at the Republican senators.
Right.
So something must not be right with our system when it fluctuates like that so quickly, and especially at the end of a congressional session. It seems like that no one is listening to the people on either side of the bench. And as you can see, you know, the people who came out on top were, you know, the people who had a lot of money for the estate tax, the people who are, you know, going to get socked with that big tax, the $250 and above, you know, and, well, we'll just have to talk some other time. I'm going to keep on driving here. I hear the music coming up, but if I don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas, Kate.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and to your family. That's terrific. As a family, there's Tomas. They're traveling all the way up to the nation's capital. He made some great points. There is something that isn't quite right with the politics that is in Washington these days, for sure.